They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
That is me.
I wish they could have just seen the jazz hands that you threw up. Like, that is me. You should have been on the Disney Channel when you were a child.
I spend most of my time when I am not in the office singing a song of some sort. Some people find that more or less obnoxious than you might think.
Well, you know how often I'm singing songs.
True. The only downside is that it appears to also be genetic, and so my kid sings constantly as well. So my house is really just like a musical.
It is!
Not in a great way some of the time.
How could it not be great, Cliff?
He tends to sing like the same line of the song over and over again, so it's more like a record that's stuck.
Oh. It sounds like a rap.
It kind of, sometimes, yeah.
Sounds like a Christmas
Yeah. Song.
So today we're going to talk about free trees, but if you've been on the edge of your seat, like, hey, Chrysanthemum Cliff mentioned that he was going to talk about how chrysanthemums are Christmassy, but I've been scouring this podcast and I haven't heard that little nugget. Here it is.
So I was a little bit nervous because about, December 7th, after we've been doing this podcast for 7 months, I was like, are chrysanthemums actually a Christmas flower? And Heather, in her infinite wisdom or her love of alliteration and luck, it could go either way.
Luck, yeah.
Managed to pick a flower that does have a holiday connotation, just not in this country.
Very international.
So in Germany, white chrysanthemums are actually a traditional Christmas flower. And it all stems back to a legend where a peasant family hears this just wailing, crying noise outside. And they open their front door and it's just like that.
Yeah.
And they open the door and there's a beggar outside. They bring him inside. They get him warm, give him some food. And he turns out to be Jesus himself as a child. And So the next morning when they open their door, there are two white chrysanthemums sitting on their front porch where he was standing. Oh. And so in some Germanic culture legends, white chrysanthemums are actually a direct representation of Jesus. Chrysanthemums.
So Chrysanthemum Cliff the Antichrist.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's weird, but it's how it works.
I love it.
Me too.
Well, you know what's funny? When you originally told me that chrysanthemums had a Christmas connotation, I was like, well, they are mums, and that's the kind of flower that grows around wintertime.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can get that. And then I started Googling it, and I actually found some lore out of Japanese culture. Same thing, white chrysanthemums that both symbolized death and rebirth.
Interesting.
So much like the Christ legend, the death,
sure,
and then the resurrection. So I thought that's where you were going with this, Cliff.
Chrysanthemums are just a multifaceted Christmas flower.
They absolutely are.
Love it.
Can I tell you some other traditional Christmas flowers while we're talking about this?
Poinsettia?
Yes.
Love it. Don't eat the berries.
No. And don't get them if you have animals
that eat flowers.
But
yeah,
the red poinsettia symbolizes the blood of Christ, and a white poinsettia represents the purity of Christ.
Interesting. So you get both. I love white poinsettias.
They're lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Holly.
And we talked about holly.
We did. But holly is for good luck. So you send holly wreaths to friends, family, and especially newlyweds.
It's a very spiky plant to bring good luck.
I know. And then mistletoe.
I like mistletoe.
For romance. Kissing under the mistletoe indicates happiness and fertility. I didn't know it indicated fertility, Cliff.
The other day, Heather was walking around our office with a ball of mistletoe on a string with like a like an extendable thing. I assume nothing happened in my office. My office was safe. But I assume she was just like walking around and kissing people around the office.
So I was dressed up in one of my many Christmas outfits.
Many.
And this particular one is a cat dress. So the cat eyes are on my chest. And then,
I did not notice that.
Yes. And then there's a cat skirt with cats and wreaths. And then I had a blonde wig that's very similar to like Frozen character.
Very, just no braid.
Red lipstick, of course. And so I'm prancing around with my extendable mistletoe on a stick. And the boy whose studio that we're using right now stopped me and said, are you like some sort of kitten dominatrix Christmas, like, orderable?
The mistletoe, you had on like an extendable.
Yes.
It did kind of look like a riding crop, I will be honest.
I understand that now. Anyhow.
It's all good.
My mistletoe on a stick. I don't know if you've ever heard the lore behind this. Apparently, you can also place it above a baby's bed as protection from evil spirits. So if you're concerned about spirits.
So what you're saying is I can use the mistletoe for romance and fertility,
yes.
Make a baby, and
right.
Then protect it from evil spirits using the same mistletoe.
It's kind of like apple cider vinegar. It has multiple uses.
That's a very handy flower
yes!
thing.
You can also place a sprig under the pillow of a young girl, and it will inspire dreams of her future husband, Cliff.
That seems real dangerous, mixing young girls and mistletoe.
I know.
I think it's a good idea.
They're just, but again, multiple uses. Have you heard of yew? Y-E-W?
Yes.
We had a yew shrub when I was growing up, and I didn't even know what it was called until I'm looking at the picture.
A yew shrub. I
like
it.
Yes, but it's funny because I remember my parents were very specific, don't eat the berries. And my dad would say, this is a lesson because anytime you see berries that the birds won't eat, that means you shouldn't eat them either.
I'll be honest, anytime you see berries in the outdoors that aren't obviously a raspberry or maybe a blackberry,
yeah.
Probably don't eat them.
Don't eat them. No.
Red and bright. And
right. But the yew tree symbolizes everlasting life. The ancient druids looked to it as a sacred plant.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning so much today.
The Christmas cactus symbolizes answered prayers.
What does a Christmas cactus look like? Can you describe one?
Yes, it looks like a pink flower. Here, I'll show you a photo.
Oh, those are beautiful. Those don't look anything like cactuses. They're gorgeous.
Maybe we can find one for Instagram.
I will see what I can do.
If you're not following us yet, we're so Xmas.
Yes. Oh, those are so pretty. I want a Christmas cactus now.
I want a Christmas cactus for Christmas. Only a Christmas cactus will do. I don't want a yew or something else with poison.
She really does sing all the time. I can get one for $50 from 1-800-Flowers. They'll ship it right to me.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
That sounds like a good deal. Can we buy one locally?
Amazon, which is local.
Yes.
And it's only $11, so maybe that's the way to go.
We are in Seattle, Washington, yeah. By the way. So speaking of something else that's local to us here in Seattle, and I want to talk about it because perhaps you want it to be local to you and your city. You can always bring this idea to your council.
This is super cool.
Yeah. So there is a program called Trees for Neighborhoods. Started back in 2009, so 10 years it's been going on, where residents can apply for up to 4 trees per household, and you can get 6 in your lifetime. So
yeah.
Up to 6, but 4 at a time. A watering bag, mulch for each tree, training on proper planting and care, plus assistance applying for street tree permits and ongoing care reminders. So not only are they going to give you the tree, they're going to deliver the tree to you, teach you all about how to care for the tree, and then send you reminders on what you need to do to care for your tree.
That's so cool.
I love it.
Right? If there's anything that we could use in this world right now, like more trees can only be a good thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So in the last 10 years here in Seattle, guess how many trees were planted?
10,000.
That's a really good guess, Cliff.
I'm very smart.
10,300.
Oh, wow. I just guessed.
It's a really great guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This program exists here. Obviously, if you're in the Seattle area and you want to take part, please do. They're accepting applications for 2020 now. If you're in another area, check out seattle.gov and bring it to your city and say, hey, here's this great program. Let's reach out and try to mimic it.
I mean, the thing is like trees are expensive too.
Mm-hmm.
This would be such a cool way to make this your Christmas wish that you want to bring this to your area. I mean, first of all, it'd be cool. You get your trees, you decorate them outside. I mean, this is just another way to put lights.
Yes, so, and we love the environment.
Right? It's a great way to make everything a little bit better, and trees make things better.
Yes. All right, Cliff, what are we going to talk about next time?
So you're a long-going Christmas podcast person, right? This is your third year of Christmas podcast.
This is my third year, and it's your first year. How is it going for you?
It's so much fun. It's like there's no way we can say that it's not a lot of work, but it is so much fun. I love doing it. I was just telling Heather today that I listen to all these podcasts, which I don't do for the other podcasts I do. And every day I wake up and I put on my headphones, so kind of figure out what we talked about and what I want to write about on social media and, you know, how we're going to post it on the website and all that kind of stuff. And I laugh out loud like 3 or 4 times every time. My wife's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, it's just me.
I'm so funny.
I'm so funny. But Heather's got some experience. So she has seen, I'm sure, the first Christmas Prince movie, right?
Yes.
Girl from iZombie meets guy from made up country in Europe somewhere. Yes. They fall in love.
Yes.
Then you've probably seen the second one.
Yes. Where they get engaged and married.
Where they get engaged and married.
Yeah.
So now they met, they got married, now they're going to have a baby.
I haven't seen this one yet.
It's very good. It came out like 3 days ago, but we're going to talk about it next time.
Okay, bye.